What I Never Want My Grandchildren to Forget by E.R. Pulgar. Grandpa never took off his rings. Grandpa watched me graduate. Grandpa was a poet. Grandpa had rough hands. Grandpa used to smoke too much on our little patio or the balcony where he read. Grandpa read. Grandpa read good books. Grandpa was weird. Grandpa told us to never give up learning Spanish or let anyone make us feel small. Grandpa taught us heartache ends when your veins tire of pumping blood to your heart for another. Grandpa showed us Yeni Inan, Andres Bello, and Devendra Banhart. Grandpa, sometimes abuelito, made the best arepas. Grandpa sat in his big chair, reading headlines on a tiny cracked iPhone screen. Told us the screens were smaller when I was your age. Grandpa traveled, gave us shells from Greece, a sake set, straw hats from Puerto Rico. Grandpa was a poet. Grandpa had rough hands. Grandpa had wrinkled skin, brown, wizened, soft skin. Grandpa wore suits. Grandpa said his grandpa wore suits, was a journalist, died when he was two. Grandpa smoked too much. Grandpa didn't drink too much. Grandpa said spinach made him live well into 87. Grandpa was relaxed, at last, after working so long. Grandpa had rough hands. Grandpa liked the word tender. Grandpa liked Indian cheese, but told us queso guayanés was far superior. Grandpa was a poet. Grandpa was a poet in New York City. Grandpa had a small, graying mustache. Grandpa was soft. Grandpa was a rolling stone. Grandpa was the river. Grandpa was the Orinoco. Grandpa was the Cerro El Ávila. Grandpa was Miami Beach. Grandpa was the Chrysler Building. Grandpa was the cherry tree 6 years after his passing. Grandpa was a poet. Grandpa was a poet. Grandpa was a poet. Grandpa had rough hands.